California is facing its worst whooping cough outbreak in 70 years. Nearly 10,000 cases of the disease were diagnosed in the state as of the end of November. The disease can be deadly for young infants. Dr. Kathleen Harriman heads the California Department of Public Health's Vaccine Preventable Disease Epidemiology Section. She's with us from Richmond, California. Dr. Harriman, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you very much for having me.
And just for people who aren't aware, could you give us the short version of what whooping cough is and how it spread?
Whooping cough is a cough illness. It's also known as pertussis. It usually doesn't present with a fever. It starts with kind of mild cold-like symptoms that then progresses into a cough. And in older children, adolescents, and adults, people will develop kind of a coughing jag where you're coughing and you can't stop, and you kind of cough all the air out of your lungs. And then as you inhale kind of at the end of that long coughing period, you may make a whooping sound, and that's where the name whooping cough comes from.
And why is there such an outbreak right now in California?
Well, whooping cough has always been a cyclical disease, and by that I mean a disease that waxes and wanes in incidence over time. And really, all vaccine-preventable diseases were like that before the vaccine era. But pertussis has remained that way even in the vaccine era because neither the vaccine or disease confers lifelong immunity. For example, measles vaccine, disease, or vaccine typically confer lifelong immunity. So since 1997 in the United States, we've been using an acellular pertussis vaccine, and that vaccine replaced the whole cell vaccine that was in use since the 1940s. And what we've found is that the immunity conferred by that vaccine does not last as long as the immunity from the whole cell vaccine.
So if you get vaccinated with that vaccine, maybe 15 or 20 years later, you're not really immune to this disease?
Probably even a shorter time than that. Probably starts to wane within just a few years. So, you know, we protect infants and young children quite well because they're getting a series of vaccines. And they're really our target group because they get the most serious disease, particularly very, very young infants. But we do give a booster dose to adolescents and then anyone who's never had pertussis vaccine since they were kindergarten age should receive one.
And what about some of the recent hesitancy on the part of some people to get vaccinated? Has that played into this at all?
You know, for other diseases like measles, it does. For pertussis, not so much, because pertussis circulates anyway. And as I mentioned, the vaccine isn't as effective as we might wish. So while it probably plays some role, because anything that increases the number of susceptible people in the population just adds more, you know, fuel to the fire, it's really not the primary reason. The primary reason is that really we just don't have a vaccine that confers lifelong immunity.
What about treatment? If people in California have this disease but they're not young infants, what can be done to treat it and get rid of it?
Well, it's a bacterial disease, so it can be treated with, you know, antibiotics. It's the macrolides, the erythromycin group, Zithromax, et cetera. And that's effective mainly in making people not be infectious anymore. It's not quite so effective for reducing the symptoms. People will cough for weeks and sometimes longer, even with effective treatment. But getting treated does make you become non-infectious after 5 days. But treatment of very young infants, we do feel, may affect the course of their disease if they get treated promptly enough.
Why are we seeing this, do you think, in California to such a great degree, but not in other states?
Well, the other states, unfortunately, will probably see it next year. We had our last epidemic back in 2010, and then other states started seeing their rises in 2011 and 2012. So as I said, it's cyclical. For some reason, we're just on a little different cycle in California. And, you know, it peaks every 3 to 5 years, and that really happens as the number of susceptible people build up in the population. Pertussis is always circulating, but when you accumulate a lot of susceptible people, either through births of new babies or just people waning immunity in vaccinated people, you eventually build up enough people that are susceptible that you can really sustain widespread transmission. our primary public health goal right now is getting pregnant women vaccinated so that they can make pertussis antibodies and pass those to their babies that will help protect the baby until they're old enough to be vaccinated. Because really all the deaths happen, at least for the last 20 years in California, have happened in infants less than 3 months of age.
Dr. Kathleen Harriman of the California Department of Public Health. Dr. Harriman, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.